worship. You know, we come here today to remind ourselves. You know why we assemble on Sunday instead of Saturday?
Come on.
Saturday is a Jewish Sabbath.
Right.
This is the first day of the week.
Resurrection.
Can
amen.
I say
amen?
Come on. We're here on Sunday.
Come on.
Because
hallelujah.
Jesus got up.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He got up to justify us.
Amen.
He got up to represent us.
Thank you, Lord.
He got up so the Holy Ghost could come down.
Amen.
Every time we walk through those doors on Sunday, we're reminded Jesus lived.
Yeah.
So coming and thanking God forms an act of worship. You see, it's dedicated to gladness. Gladness is an act of worship. Ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God. Rejoice. Gratitude to our friends and benefactor is courtesy. It's a common courtesy.
Yes, amen.
To rejoice when somebody gives you something.
Yeah.
I walked into a blessing the other day. My wife called and said, Sister Leola called. And I knew then I was on my way to a blessing. And I told her at church, I said, yeah, but delicious blessing. Some blessings you wear, some blessings you eat. I don't think I would get another blessing if I wasn't gracious for the one that I got. She didn't have to do that. She wanted to do that. It took her a while to do that. It would be very cruel of me not to say thank you.
Amen.
For going out of your way and thinking about me. Am I right?
Amen.
When you come toting things.
Come on, help him, Lord.
I don't want to ever get to the place where it's at, all right, I'm the pastor, he put on me. That's not the way I work. That's not the way I want to work. I want to receive every gift. These little children draw me pictures of myself. Sometimes they're remarkable in their resemblance. Sometimes I wish it was true. These stick characters especially would be nice. But it's not that way. But they do their best and they bring it to me. For you, I said, oh, thank you very much. Because I know that there was another 150 people here. Their mom and their dad, the brothers and sisters. The Sunday school teachers, and out of the whole congregation, they want to draw me. They wanted me to see it, handed it to me for you, Brother Pitt.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Gladness has to come from a source. It's courtesy when it's done between friends, our gratitude to friends and people who make us benefactors, that's gratitude. That's courtesy when we say thank you. But when gratitude to God is called worship.
When amen.
We come into his sanctuary saying thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Worship.
Yes.
Amen.
When we come with a heart that can't fail but to say thank you. I hated for Brother Gary to go through what he went through, but it was a crisis that changed him. And if he doesn't revert back, you know, if he keeps the same attitude he's got right now, he's like a bubbling tea kettle.
Praise the Lord.
Just keep waiting for the fire to get up to where it whistles. And we know that's the time when it's all his. You see, but then that gratitude came out of a crisis. He could see himself on the other side. Cancer, chemo. He's seen the suffering his dad went through. And friends to get the report, none found nowhere.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Barb, it could be worse. She's battling. Do rag and all. She comes. Sick? She comes. She comes because that's her way of saying, thank you, Lord. Sister Leona sits over there. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
Others have said here, Sister Tanya said here, that it could have been worse.
Yeah.
But we have a God that has taken some of our worst fears and turned them in to a major reason to rejoice.
Yeah.
And we ought to be dedicated to the gladness of praising God and thanking God
Amen.
For the things that He does for us on a daily,
right.
daily basis. Learning how to say thank you for
Amen.
God's gifts. He daily loads us with benefits. We don't need to live in a booth to remember Egypt and our deliverance from it.
Come on, right.
All we've got to do is go to the wall.
Amen.
We're glad we don't hear that cracking whip. We're glad we don't feel that driving passion. I'm glad I'm free. Thank you. I'm glad I'm free. We don't have to push a bottle away. We don't have to turn down a joint. We don't have to dodge a dope dealer. We're free from it.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with us anymore because Jesus set us free.
Amen.
We have dedicated gladness. It's dedicated to one person. Oh, Savior.
Yes, Lord. Right.
Jesus has come. And my cup overrun.
Oh!
Savior, I'm glad.
Amen.
Oh, we should help me this morning. You see, one poet said it this way. She, in her writing, she said, oh, thank God for God. I said it best. Oh, thank God for God. I thank Him every once in a while for being who He is.
Amen.
I thank you for being God. I said, I don't understand you, but I thank you.
Right.
I'm glad you are just who you are. I'm glad you've got the power that you possess. I'm glad you have the wisdom that you possess. I'm glad you have everything that you've got that makes you God. Oh, thank God for God.
Amen.
That's where we're at this morning. We're here
Hallelujah.
To thank God. God's gift. Listen to what the psalmist said. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him,
yes.
all ye people.
Yes,
such
amen.
Gladness is not a small thing. Such gladness is not just an emotional thing.
Amen.
This kind of gladness is not selfish gladness. This kind of gladness is a dedicated gladness.
Amen.
It's an act of worship.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Before the Lord your God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God.
Praise the Lord.
Not only is it an act of worship, it is an act of fellowship. This dedicated gladness is an act of fellowship. All of Israel was told to come.
Amen.
Every family in Israel was to build a booth. Everyone that was an Israelite was to make this festival.
Amen.
It was a time when God brought them into a fellowship. They moved out of their house and they moved out to the field. And every one of them built them a branch hut. And they lived in it 7 days. And when they come out of the hut, they come out to rejoice. Wasn't that wonderful? It was all just to remind them where they came from and where they were going. And that's where we are today. You know, back when I was a younger preacher, we used to have Brush Harbor meetings. How many has ever been to a Brush Harbor meeting? See, it's almost a thing we've not heard of anymore. You know what Brush Harbor means? Did we have churches? Yes. Could we have bought a tent? Yes. But that was not what we wanted. We wanted to have a Brush Harbor meeting. So we went out into a field and we dug posts and we put posts in and we run branches across and we interlaced the top of it with branches we cut off and we come underneath it. And the reason we did it is because we wanted a reason to rejoice. We went back and found the Feast of Tabernacles, and since we were not Jewish and under the Jewish law, we had no need of it. But there was that one word, 7 days. You rejoice before your God. 7 days. And you're going to live in that booth, and you're going to rejoice before God. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't need a Brush Harbor, though we have had wonderful times and seen people saved and playing under the power of God in those old-fashioned Brush Harbor meetings. God came to that.
Amen.
But He was there for Israel.
Yeah, He was. Hallelujah.
What it was out there in those tents, and God instituted this feast when it was in the wilderness, and there was the tent. God's whole country down to Branches and build your booth and move out of your tent and get in this booth, because we're going to stop the march for 7 days. And God comes down and stop out in the middle of them, and they come out of those booths to worship before the Lord their God. They come out to rejoice before God. I tell you, for what God has done for us in a year's time, we're to put 10,000 hallelujahs up. And we ought to thank God for everything He's done. I look back there and see Jeff Hinton back in church, sitting there, wanting the Holy Ghost, and bumping into Him, going to other churches. I thank God, I owe Him a hallelujah. I'm going to thank you, I'm going to thank you for what you are doing. I come to church this morning to worship before the Lord our God.
Amen.
And I want fellowship to do it. It's called a convocation, a coming together.
Right.
Private Thanksgiving has its values. But there's times when we need to do it corporately. One lady said, I came here tonight because I wanted my friends to help me to praise my God. She said, that's why I come to church. I want somebody to help me. Sister Houston met me out there in the foyer, and she said, I'm going to sing today. Well, it sort of moved me a little bit, but that's the first time in 34 years, almost 35, that Sister Houston said, I'm going to sing today.
Praise the Lord.
I like the boldness of it. And I didn't know just exactly what she's going to sing. But none of my business. She's going to sing for God. I just said, we'll do it. I'm for it. Let's go. Let's worship God. Amen. Let's see what God will do for us. Let's worship God with her. You see, sometimes we need to go to church just to hear somebody on our right hand say, hallelujah. Somebody on our left hand say, praise God. All of a sudden, the crusade is sparked. And you find yourself in hallelujah, praise God. Sometimes we just need to understand that there's a dedicated gladness that goes with serving the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Amen. It's perfectly normal instinct for a redeemed person to want to worship. It's perfectly normal for you to
discover
within you a living fountain.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
With rivers.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, I want the Holy Ghost in fire. Sometimes I want the Holy Ghost with rivers.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to flow it out of it. I don't want to call fire down on somebody's head. I want a river that goes out and makes the dry land rejoice. Come on, somebody shout amen. You remember, don't you, when you got up to sing that song and the river came out and people drunk of your water and was blessed? You remember, don't you,
amen,
when the river broke out and you had a word in season to speak? You remember when the river broke out and you said just two or three words and everybody broke out in a shout? You remember, don't you, that don't always be the Holy Ghost and fire? Hot time, we need the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yeah, we do. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost on me.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
One hallelujah awakes another.
Amen.
That's why I get worried when you get quiet.
That's
the name of Jesus. I know that's a lame excuse when you say, I'm listening. That's lame. That's lame. That's lame. You know what it says to me? I've not said one interesting thing that you can say an amen to.
Come on. Help him, Lord.
I'm going to put my Bible up and never open up again. You ever say amen to a whole sermon, 45 minutes of preaching, and you don't have anything to say? I don't have a river. I'm lacking the fire.
Come on.
I'm getting to be like a scarecrow.
Help him, Lord.
Oh, my friend, when you really get a dedicated gladness, you come to church to say amen. You want God to hear you say amen. You want God to know I'm on your side. If that preacher is preaching out of his mirror book and quoting to me your scripture, I'm on your side, God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm on your side. If the Bible skins me alive, I'm still on your side.
Right. Amen.
That's what amen means. I'm on your side. When I say hallelujah, I'm saying that I'm still on your side. When I say You get glad? You cause your neighbor to be glad.
Praise God.
Or
right.
Sister Grumpy and Brother Grouchy will move out of your pew, which will be a blessing to you. That way you'll really have fun. Get rid of them.
Praise God.
Oh, you don't like that, did you?
Yeah, come on. Hallelujah.
You come on a Sunday morning and you come shouting hallelujah.
Right? Praise God.
Amen. Brother Hackney, I believe his name was, down at Roxton. He'd shout. He'd come in the door shouting. You know how he shout? Like a choo-choo train. He'd come up through that pocket. You know what he was saying? He would go choo-choo-choo and he'd go, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah! That's why you come in the house of God.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody right. Turn around and say, Brother Hackney's here. Wouldn't it be wonderful you come in and everybody know who it was when he walked through the door by the sound of your voice and what you were doing? We didn't know he was on the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, bless him, Lamb of God.
If he didn't come in that way. But when he came in that way, we'd have all of us smile and said, Brother Hackney's here. That was the way he worshipped God. He had a dedicated gladness. It didn't matter if he was sick. It didn't matter if his wife was sick. It didn't matter if nobody else wanted him to do it. It didn't matter if everybody else was quiet. He came in with one reason. He had a dedicated gladness. He didn't care. He wanted God to know, I'm here. I'm here. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you called to God, I'm here.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Third is an act of hope. These people are in the wilderness. They're promised the Canaan land. They're promised a home. And out of this tent, out of this booth, into a home. A permanent home. A home where they'll eat and drink and raise their family. Right now, it's hope. They hope one day to get to Canaan. But they act now. As an act of hope, they worship God. For God had promised them the land of Canaan.
Bless
the
Lord.
They're out in the booth in the middle of the wilderness, but they are acting and praising God like they're living in Canaan.
Yeah.
That's where the Goodmans used to sing that song, I'm living in Canaan now. Well, we wasn't living in Canaan, neither were they. Canaan is yet the promised land. It's yet to come. But I'm living in Canaan now. Amen. I may not be able to do it Monday on the job. I may not be able to do it Tuesday at the doctor's office. I may not be able to do it Wednesday. Amen. When the bills come due. I may not be able to do it a lot of times when my kids are sick or my kids are out of church. But when I come to the house of God, I'm going to come to Canaan now. My whole eye see a land right in there. My hope I see a better country. My hope I see a place where there's war no more. I see a place where there's